I choose to listen to and hear what is beneficial to me. I choose to listen to and hear what is beneficial to me. I can make that choice every day of my life. I can choose to listen to and hear whatever is beneficial to me, and whatever is not beneficial to me, I do not tune in to that activity, to that statement, to that thought. I do not tune into it because I do not want that in my world. I choose to listen to and hear whatever is beneficial to me. And I love to hear beautiful things. I love to hear wonderful things. I love to hear things that tell me all about the happiness in the universe, the goodness in the world, because that is what I want and that is what I am. Now, I don't choose anything else in the world except that for me, because that is my reality. I do not choose anything else in the world except that for me, because that is all that makes any difference to me in my life. I choose to listen to and hear whatever is beneficial to me. Now, I like classical music, but I also like light classics. I like music that is gentle. I like music that is sensitive and caring. I like music that turns me on, that makes me feel very wonderful, that makes me feel very harmonious with everything in my world. I like music that does that to me, because that kind of music is pretty exciting for me. Pretty wonderful for me. And I am the only one that makes any difference for me. So, when I am listening to the radio, or music anywhere, I listen to music that makes me very happy, that makes me feel very fulfilled and very satisfied. I listen to music that says an upbeat tone to it, a harmonious thing to it. Sometimes I like active music, and other times I like passive music. It all depends on what my mood is, or what my thought is, or what my idea is for myself. But I choose and listen to hear whatever is beneficial to me. I do not care to listen to music that's raucous, or that's loud, and that's very not happy to my senses. I don't listen to that. And when I listen to people talk, I walk around the world, I go everywhere, and wherever I am, I hear people talking. And I hear them talking about beautiful things. I hear them talking about happy things. I hear them talking about things that make everyone else fulfilled and satisfied in the world. And as I do that, I am fulfilled and satisfied in my world. I listen to uplifting lectures. I listen to uplifting talks wherever they may come from, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or whether it's the internet or whether it's on my radio or television or wherever it may be. I choose to listen to very nice things. And when something comes on that does not please me, I immediately rearrange it in my mind. I look past whatever is raucous, whatever is not pleasant, and I see the pleasant. Now, I can do that. I can look at a fight where people are arguing with each other and discussing unhappily with each other, and then I can just change my mind, and I can see them being harmonious, and I can see them being absolute lovebirds, and they just love to talk to each other with this idea of strength and power in their voice. And they're not being mean to each other. They're not being hateful. I don't allow that in my world. They are being happy with one another, and they're sort of being very tough. But the thing is, I don't see it that way. I just see them expressing themselves in beautiful phrases and beautiful words and beautiful ideas. I look behind all appearances of unhappiness and see happiness. I look behind all appearances of people doing things that are not pleasant and see the pleasantness there. When a father speaks strongly to his child and informs the child that these are the principles and the rules and the values of this family, and this is what we do, then I don't see that as an ugly thing. I see that as a father expressing himself in the best way that he can to his family, to tell them what the values of the family are. And then I see the mother. The mother has the same problem facing her. And she sees the children doing things which are not according to the family values. And so the mother says, just a minute, sweetheart. And then the mother, using the family values, takes the situation in hand and speaks her word and speaks to the situation. Nothing rough, nothing tough, nothing strong. Just a living example of the ideal that she would espouse in her family. And then the children, seeing how mother responds and how mother does this, see how smoothly it can be done. It doesn't have to be rough and tumble. It doesn't have to be hard-nosed. It doesn't have to be anything that's going to be difficult to accept. Just harmony and peace. And if the mother can do it, the children can do it. If the mother can do it, the husband can do it. But the husband has been trained by his lifestyle that he's supposed to be a rough and tumble guy. He's supposed to be tough. He's supposed to be someone who tells the world where to head in and what to do. And really, is that what he's supposed to do? Is that what he's really supposed to do? And the answer is no. What he's really supposed to do is to be pure love at all times. And so I choose to listen and hear him being pure love all the time. I look right past the outer facade that shines forth in a rough attitude, and I see the inner peaceful love, the inner bliss, the inner joy, the inner love that's in the heart of all people, whatever they may be doing. It's true. I am the creator of my world, and I create people in my world, talking, doing things. I create experiences going on in my world, and I am the one who is interpreting them. But as I have these experiences going on in my world, I can immediately say peace, which is what I do. I immediately say peace in my heart. I say peace. And as I say peace, then all of the circumstances that seem to be not very pleasant a moment before are gone. Because I have established a base of peace in me. And from that base of peace in me, I hear and listen to all in my outer world and my inner world. But from that base of peace, I am one with all that is beautiful and good. I am one with all that is divine. I am one with the ideal. I hear and listen from the base of peace within me, and I am in charge of everything in my world as being beneficial to me and to the world. I can do this. It's a matter of my choice. It's a matter of what I want to do. It's a matter of what I choose to do. And as I choose to do this, I experience it. And as I experience it, it is mine. It is what I do all the time. I choose to listen and hear what is beneficial to me. I choose to listen to and hear what is beneficial to me, and you can be sure that everything is beneficial to me that I listen to and that you listen to too. Have a lovely day, and know that you're listening to Beneficial. ideas, thoughts, words, music, life, and your hearing. The harmony and peace and love of the divine in you, in me, in all. Because that's who you are. Ho, ho, ho. That's who I am. And that's all that is. And how wonderful that is.